Hello, and welcome back to Big Ol' Ear Training Podcast, lesson number 5. Yay! This week, a new kind of interval dictation, a new kind of dictation, the triadic dictation, and more of the rhythms and melodies that you crave. So, without further ado, I present to you Podcast. Yay! Before we get down to business, make sure you go to eartrainer.blogspot.com and download the lesson guide for this episode. It'll have all the answers to today's exercises. Let's do the fancy new kind of dictation first, because it's exciting. Triads. A triad is 3 notes, each a third apart from the next, sounding in harmony. We know there are 2 types of thirds, major thirds and minor thirds, so that makes 4 possible triads. First, we have the diminished triad. It sounds like this. It's constructed by placing 2 minor thirds on top of each other. Listen to it again, arpeggiated. See? Now, the next triad is the minor triad, thus. It's constructed of a minor third, followed by a major third. Next is the major triad, which I'm sure you all know well. It's a major third with a minor third on top. And last of all, we have the augmented triad, which is, of course, 2 major thirds. So, now you know what they all sound like. Go back to listen to them again if you feel like you need to. Okay, all set? Here's 10 triads to identify. Intervals, yay! This week, we're going to look at another way of training your ears to hear intervals. Instead of playing an interval and identifying it, I'll play 2 intervals, and you'll just have to identify which interval is greater. It's a little bit easier than what we've been doing up until now, but it's certainly worth doing. When you look at a problem in a new way, you might realize something that you wouldn't have otherwise. Therefore, all of the intervals you will hear will be within 1 semitone of each other, so there will be no minor, second, and octave, which one is greater. So when you're ready, You'll have 12 sets of intervals to identify. And, for good measure, 12 intervals to identify. Do this in the way that we have been up until now. These will be from the full octave. Ready? Rhythms. This week you're going to get two rhythmic dictations, so make the best of them. The first will be in 4/4 time, and the second will be in 3/4 time. They're both going to be 4 measures long, so write out your bars now. Get ready! 2, 3, 4. Good show. Now for melodic dictation. This week, you've got two splendid, pristine melodies to identify. The first one will be in 4/4 time in the key of B flat major. That's 2 flats. It's going to be 4 measures long and pretty. The first note is B flat above middle C in the treble clef.
2, 3, 4.
And now, the last dictation. 4 measures of 4/4. The key of F major, that's 1 flat, and the starting note will be the A above middle C in the treble clef. Commence dictation.
2, 3, 4.
That's it. We're done. Check the blog. EarTrainer.blogspot.com. Go home.